Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the words for diligent was what? Vehement, which has to do with intense, passionate. What was another word? Speedily or promptly, early, at dawn was one definition, wasn't it? To dawn, to do it at dawn, to do it as early as you can. Diligent, diligent, not slothful, not lazy, not dull and lazy. Now, we talked about several things already, but I want to get into something tonight that I think will stir you up. Are you ready to be stirred up some more about it? Turn with me, please, to the book of 2 Thessalonians. Well, no, I'm moving a little bit too fast. Stop by 1 Thessalonians on your way, because these two letters are written to the church, they're written to us, and they deal quite a bit with this subject. 1 Thessalonians and 2. Is this New Testament?
Yes.
This is written to us, right?
Yes.
To believers. 1 Thessalonians 2:9, he said, "Remember, brethren, our labor and travail." Was Paul a worker?
Yes.
"For laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God." You know, faith people and diligent people are not okay with somebody having to take care of me. Having to ride on somebody else. Now, if somebody wants to sow something to you, that's an entirely different thing. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody else has got to pay for your stuff, and somebody else has got to feed you. They don't really want to, but you don't have it, and you need it, and so they're doing it. You ought never want somebody to do something for you that they're not wanting to sow.
Amen.
And that you're dependent on them and relying on them. Somebody says, "Well, I don't want it to be that way, but that's just how it has been." Well, is it because you have not been diligent? Is that an issue? Well, it really got quiet then.
Yeah.
You want to look back over your life and see, did I pass opportunities I should have taken? Why don't I have a job? Did I have a job? Why don't I still have that job? If I controlled my temper and kept my mouth shut, would I still be getting a paycheck? Why is somebody having to take care of me? Because I can't follow orders? Because I won't listen to anybody? Are y'all with me now?
Yeah.
People have wanted to look at these things, but there are reasons why people just keep on, keep on, keep on floundering year after year after year. There are reasons why. God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
If he blessed me, he'll bless you.
Yes.
If he blessed somebody else you know, gave them their own business and prospered them and made them rich, he'll do the same thing for you.
Amen.
And don't you say he won't.
Amen.
Don't you say it might not be his will.
Amen.
That's believing a lie. And a lot of folk would rather believe that than believe the truth.
Yes,
that the reason I don't have and not where they are is because I haven't been unwilling to apply myself and be as diligent and be obedient like they were.
Yes. Amen.
I wasn't willing to get up early and to stay late. I wasn't willing to put my flesh under and keep my mouth shut and even be treated not so nice and get through and do what I needed to do and get my training. See, a lot of people have had their way and they've had their say, but it's cost them. And what I want to get into tonight, it's not only cost them, it's cost their family. It's cost their friends. And it is costing them right now dearly. And we're going to read the Bible about it. And you got to make up your mind whether you're going to do the Bible or whether you know better. Are y'all with me now? Does the Lord know best? It's what he told us to do, the best thing to do. No matter how it feels. Are all of us supposed to be diligent? Are all of us supposed to obey? Then is it okay for some of us to work hard and some of us to obey God and some of us to sow our seed and some of us to be diligent and others to just ignore God and be lazy and do nothing and be rebellious and be unwilling and we have to take our blessing and take care of them too?
No.
Is that okay?
No.
Should we do it out of Christian love? Well, brother, if you love me, you'll come get me out of jail for the 30th time. Well, brother, if you love, remember the Lord is merciful and you have to forgive me. You'll keep me from getting thrown out in the street. You'll keep me from losing my apartment. You'll keep me from losing my house. You'll keep me from losing my car. Never mind. I've had 8 good jobs in the last 2 years and could have still had any one of them if I could have listened and taken orders. Come on. Never mind, if I'd listened to God, wouldn't be in this place. You're supposed to help me because you're a Christian. Christians should obey the Bible.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
So when it comes to things like this, what does the Scripture say? What do verses tell us to do? Paul said, he said, we wouldn't be chargeable to you. I would not come in and be a burden to you. I did whatever I had to do so that I was not burdensome to you. Thank God we have a source. Thank God we have a supply. We don't have to beg any man for anything. We don't have to rely on anybody. We don't have to rely on mama or daddy or brother or sister or grandpa or grandma or the government. Come on now, help me out. A man or woman that knows God and knows how to believe God is not dependent on anybody. And you ought not be satisfied with being dependent. Somebody keeps sending you money and you know they don't want to. You know they just feel sorry for you. You know they wouldn't do it if you had your own. Now anybody can get in a tough spot. But I'm talking about living like this year after year and not doing what you need to do to change it. How many know that there's a lot of cases like this are just simply because of rebellion and laziness? They're not just victims of circumstance. They're victims of their own rebellion. Keep reading down in the fourth chapter. 1 Thessalonians 4, 11. What does the Bible say? Study. Huh? Study to have amazing experiences in the Spirit. Huh? Study so you can wow everybody with your knowledge of Greek and Hebrew. How about this? Study to be quiet. And study to do your own business. And to what?
Work.
Work. Somebody says, that's just metaphorically. Nah, with your own hands. Hands. Work and hand. Hold up your hands. Say work.
Work.
With my hands.
My hands.
Say it out loud. These hands,
these hands
Working hands. These are not lazy, slothful hands. These are working hands. Working hands. I'm a working man, working woman, working people, working church. I got working kids. You got working grandkids. Oh, dear me, let's get these kids off the couch. Turn off that TV and put a shovel in their hand or something. I know it sounds funny, but if you don't, you are ruining their lives. You think that when they turn 18, they're going to flip a switch and become the amazing working man when they've done nothing and don't know how to do anything? It is so sad that diligent moms have got grown daughters, can't make a bed, don't know how to clean a bathroom, couldn't cook a meal if their life depended on it. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So he says, well, I had to work hard when I was growing up and I just didn't want my baby to have to do that. How bad did it hurt you to learn how to work? Has that really damaged you in life that you learned how to work? And is it going to help them that they don't know how to work? Come on, guys. Don't fail to love your children enough to do for them in these areas what needs done. Oh, you ain't got to be mean. You ain't got to be cruel. But people need to learn how to do a job on time, do it right, and finish it. And no amount of crying will get them out of it. No amount of sliding around and making excuses will get them out of it. Because how many know life is that way? There are things in life, I don't care how many excuses you come up with, you either got it done or you didn't. And there ain't going to be no A for effort. You either got it done or you didn't. And if you didn't, you don't get paid. Your kids don't need to find out about that and be shocked when they're 17. They need to know it well by the time they're 5 and 10. And understand it. He said, study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we encouraged you, suggested to you. He said, we commanded you to hush up that idle talk, keep your mouth shut, and work hard. And take care of your business. We command you. This is the Bible, isn't it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me